أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وذريته أجمعين. قال سبحانه وتعالى: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم، وصدق وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. قال فريزوت الله جل جلاله وعم نواله: أوا خالق أوا مالك أوا رازق. Allah Ta'ala created heaven and earth. Allah Ta'ala created the mountains. Allah Ta'ala creates fruits, vegetables. Allah Ta'ala creates the animals. We benefit from their meat, from their bones, from their milk. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala lets a cool breeze come to us and enjoy, benefit from it. Allah Ta'ala through His Qudrat makes the sun every day rise and set. Allah Ta'ala brings the moon. Allah Ta'ala through His Qudrat makes our body work, our hands, our eyes, our ears, every limb and organ of our body works through the Qudrat of Allah, through the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Salat and salam in abundance upon the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala made us from His ummati. This is such a great favor of Allah, that if insan only realize how great, then will continue and always making shukr of Allah Ta'ala for it, and will continue thanking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will continue sending through the Sharif and Salatu Salam to him, and will continue trying to bring his sunnah, his way of life into one's life. And that is our goal, that is our motive. We are so fortunate. Sometimes we do not realize ourselves how fortunate we are, that we have as someone in life, as a role model to turn to look at the life. In no aspect of our life, in no part of our life, whether a person healthy, sick, rich or the poor, whichever the person is, belongs to whichever country, whoever the person is, but there is a guideline, there is always a road and way to look at it. Beside Islam, nobody got no nothing. And if anybody has, they will also say, if they are truthful, they will say, we got from Islam. Because leave alone any teachings, they don't even know the kitabs, the books. They changed even the kitab, they changed even the language. A person comes by you preaching, there's a different so-called theory and religion. You ask, you're talking about the book which have a guide, which language it was revealed, and which the worst language you have. is a translation. Nobody has original. Only Islam, Muslim, has the original, what is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran Kareem, and every action of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recorded. Allah ta'ala gave us such a Nabi. It teach us to be human being, how to live with one another. If person does not follow the teaching and does not have Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life as a guidance, then maybe outwardly will be looking insan, human being, but in reality actions will be like animals and even sometimes worse than the animals. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at the life he lived and what he went through. Great lesson you learn of many, many, many lessons is the forbearance, tolerance, kindness, good akhlaq and a good character. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you look from the time Allah Ta'ala sent him in this world, he was the best of everyone. He is, he was, he will be. Nobody can be better than him. Best character. But what response he got from the people, it was a mix. Some, alhamdulillah, accepted. And many, many gave life for him. But there were many who never accept him, made his life miserable as much they can. But even with those ones, although he has all the power, he had more power than any king or the president can have, but still he never took revenge. Sha'ab Abi Talib, Wali of Abu Talib, 3 years, him with the family, tribe, small little children, they being caged up, not allowed to come out, and nobody allowed to take food or the even water. They can hear the children crying because no milk, out of hunger, starvation. They're not feeling sorry even for the children, and they're having a good laugh about it. But the very same people who made him go through the torture for 3 solid years, not only him, the family, the tribe, so many people with him, for no reason, only one, that is, you do not say that our forefathers' way of life is wrong, and do not call us towards one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not say that we must change our life. That was a problem. Just for that, he went through so much. What he gave them in return? Time came, he merciful, most merciful, he don't take a revenge. But the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created him, he gave him responsibility, so his rahmat. But sometime he shows that he has a qudrat also. There is something called qudrat also, power. The time came, the very same people of Makkah who made their life miserable, now they are going through such a condition that the famine, drought, no rain, 1 year, 2 year, such a condition become that now they no reserve, everything finished. Now they are being forced to go in the jungle and look for the dry skin and try and make it wet and suck on those dry skin, leaves of the tree, get some water out of it. what normally camel, they eat those leaves. If the, we put in our mouth once, our whole mouth will be full of sauce. They become that condition. Now they had, they were forced. They went through this. They tolerated, hope that some help will come, rain will come, improve, help will come. But the time came, nothing. Now they no choice. The person who was supplying goods from all over, he was like a wholesaler and he was supplying all the retailers in Makkah. He also said, I will not supply because you have made Nabi Shah's life miserable. Only I will supply if he tells me. So they had no hope, that one hope, only him. If he helps them, then they will have food. So they came to Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knowing that what they did to him and to the whole tribe for 3 years solid made him starve, and the children as well. Say, please, we ask you to intercede on our behalf to this man. He must supply because now we are, now we can't make it. We know what we have done to you, but still we have a hope. You are the most kind person. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam send a message that send your aid, send your help. Then he sent the help, then they had some relief. Although he could take a revenge for what it was done to him illegally, unlawfully. But still he never took a revenge. In return he did a favor. A person trying to do black magic, and they did it, they were successful. 6 months Allah Ta'ala when relieve him, Sahaba saying, give us permission and tell us who this is, and we can get rid of him. Allah Nabi Sassam says no. A Yahudi, a Jew woman, sending a meal for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a gift. But what she did, she poisoned that meat. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had one morsel. It was so much poison mixed in it that immediately he was affected. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this lady has done this. Now, Sahaba Kiram say, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us finish up what she did to you. And it was so much poison in it that for a very long time, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I still feel that effect of that poison. Just the one morsel, he took it out immediately, but that few seconds stayed. It has such a great effect, but still Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, not taking revenge. Another woman never liked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of his talking against the forefathers' way of life. He's talking about the haram rozi, that no, you can't deal with the interest. Interest is haram. The person who takes in trouble, person who gives trouble, that was the biggest problem for them, because they were having a royal life. They were giving Arab farmers money, loan, and then end of the year, take everything, whatever they farming, everything come back to them, because so many percentage interest, and having good life with it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, no, haram. Now stop, big problem now. This woman, every day she sweep and collect the dirt and wait for the time when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is passing, going to the masjid in front of her house, had the courage to throw the dirt on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But not a day that he sent or said to her or sent a message that why she is doing this. In fact, kindness, more kindness, After few days, then the day came, she never threw. One day, 2 days, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sahaba, go check, maybe this lady got sick, maybe she needs some help. Go, she needs treatment, maybe she's sick, go get some treatment for her. Why the normal life, no normal life, why she not throwing that? Sahaba Ikram went. So she thought now, they came after her, they're going to finish her, take a revenge, because she knew what she was doing. And now she was sick. And all the opportunity they had to take a revenge. Said no. She was in fear. Maybe they said no, we never come for that. Allah asked to see, are you sick? You need any treatment? We get any treatment for you. He said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, know that what I was doing for him every day. He said, yes, no. And you never do a few days, never harm. For that reason, he says, go see. He says, such a good person. Immediately she said, no, this person cannot be a bad person. This person has to be good. And it's forced her to accept the deen of Allah and teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever accepts, whoever practices, whether Muslim accept practice will benefit, a kafir accept practice he'll benefit. A lot of time we don't realize. A person came from an alim and he starts talking about investment that he got 2-3 million, he got one policy now, he want to get in, invest there. In 1 year's time, they will give double. And if I invest again, in 5 years time, they will give me triple. So from one, it become two, and then, no, this is wrong. You are waging war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many, many wrongs, but for certain wrongs, punishments are very great. Especially the interest Allah says you are waging war with Allah ta'ala. Allah made the business halal, interest dealings haram. Allah. Sometimes people say, no, but that was those days. Those days, these days, and the coming days, Taytil Qiyamah, Allah's laws system remains the same. No change. So when 2-3 years, 4 years, now it's going double, says, no. You're talking about Allah's war. What Allah's war? See, from 1 million became 5. After 2-3 years, now you got more brave because more, you see, numbers growing. Getting more brave now. Now coming and saying, see what you're talking about, waging Allah, war against Allah Ta'ala. Look at the numbers. From 1-5, then become 10 million, then become 15. But after that, the time came. Because Allah ki yahan der hai, andher nahi hai. Allah ke yahan sometimes there is delay, but doesn't mean Allah is sleeping, not watching. Allah is wide awake. Allah watches every move. What in even think what we do, Allah watches. Now the person came crying, I should have listened to you. So what happened? He says, no, Allah's word, what you talking about? And he was grabbing, numbers are growing. They had two children. And what they did, one went on the drug, finished whatever he could, another one spent money to make a lawyer, so whatever remaining, put everything on her name and tell father, fly a kite, bye-bye. Now I'm on the road. See, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year, time came, person carries on. Allah Ta'ala said, no, carry on. Lost that person, look, I'm not reading namaz. I don't worry about any sunnah. I don't care about molanas, what they talk. But look, life, I got a royal life enjoying. Bhai, bahut galati mila. Allah ke yahan der hai andher nahi. Allah Ta'ala shows rahmat. The ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah says, carry on. Many people like kite. So, let the real go. Carry on. carry on. When it goes right top, so the people who know how to cut it, say, right, let him go. And then suddenly you pull. People go fishing, you know very well, your reel goes on, carry on, fish, no mind. After a little while, pull. Small jerk. So it's there, yes. Carry on again, let it go. Few reel, big reel now, going. But then letting it go, not for it to go forever. So after a little while, you give one jerk again. So Allah Ta'ala gives sometimes small jerks. Head pain, somebody died, child got sick, accident happened. Small. Then says, no, it's not working, the small dose not working. Then Allah says, right, now time is up. Enough is enough now. Allah Ta'ala must save us. We are insan, a human being. Is a rahmat of Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ummati we are. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala protecting us. Akhlaq, our behavior with one another. Tolerance with one another. Love with one another. Is so important in Islam and deen that even lots of other ibadahs can be sacrificed for the muhabbat and the unity. Every namaz we announce, Imam Sahib throughout the world announce, make yourself straight. Make sure you stand together, shoulder to shoulder. Your heels are on the white line. Not one back, one the front. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always remind. Sometimes he go and with the stick or the arrow he has, remind, watch. He said, your hearts will shatter. This unity, one of the big cause of the disunity and misunderstanding amongst one another, and hearts to be separated from one another, is because we don't standing in the soft together. We don't feel comfortable sometimes rubbing the shoulder. But if you look properly deep into it, we don't have a problem just rubbing the shoulder. It's the problem we having rubbing the shoulder in a masjid. Otherwise, everywhere else we rub the shoulders. We see people. The one who don't want to stand next to him in the masjid, but somewhere else in the stadium, in the shops, in the shows, they will rub shoulders, hand and everything. But only masjid, because shaitan don't want us to be united. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once, making the surface straight, and he saw one is not standing straight, so he gave him a little poke. Nabi said, he says, O Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you poked me. Hurt. I must take a revenge. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, you're most welcome. So then, he says, what I did? You do same? You take a stick and you poke? He said, no. That time my kurta was up. On the body, not on the material. You lift your kurta. Lift your garment. There I want, so same, become same. Because that condition you did. So Nabi Sassam said, okay, come, take a revenge. He lifted his garment. What he did? He held him, hugged him and kissed him on his body. He said, this what I was waiting for, this opportunity. Now I am ready for death. Because I touched Allah's Nabi Sassam's body. The love they had for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He could take the revenge. Allah gave him the power. Allah gave him the strength. 40 people of Jannah. It means 4,000 men of this world, that much enough strength he had, as far as the physical strength we're talking about. Rukana was a person, wrestler, very, very strong. Nobody could beat him. Once he came, gave him dawah, except. You are so strong person. Why you don't accept my doubt? He said, what proof you have? He said, I can drop you down. He said, what are you talking? You can try. You can carry on trying. Because he never expect this had to happen. One just held him and he was dropped. He thought, no. I was not ready yet. He said, get ready and come again. 3 times dropped him down. He said, nobody till now could drop me down. You're not a normal human being. You, what you're saying, you are Nabi of Allah, you are Nabi. Now, father, father is father. So son now, son more energetic, more young blood, so he's more energy. He said, you can do that to my father, not to me. You don't know me. I am a son, young blood. Father is gone old now. So he came with a 300 goats. He said, you drop my father down, you try. He said, what are you going to give me? Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam telling him, if I drop you down, what you give me? So 100 goats. He said, on. First round, dropped him down. He says, no. I just came, I wasn't ready. Second round, dropped him again. Now you're going to give me? He says, other 100. He said, last chance now. Now what are you going to give me? He said, rest 100 also you take. So he'll have nothing. 300 goats he had to give to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because three times he dropped him down. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, nothing I want from you. All your goats, take it back. Kalima only. He says, I am forced to read Kalima. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Another person came. He was so heavy weight that he will sit on one carpet. In our time, we can say carpet. Strong carpet. Leather. 10 people pull him. That carpet will get into pieces, but they can't move him. So he come by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and says, see, you know who I am? If you drop me down, then I will accept. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Bismillah, come. And he was also dropped. Not one, many occasions. This is a dunya now. But even the Allah Ta'ala got the angels for him to help him. Till today, those who go Makkah, Makkah, Madinah, Munawwarah, they see Battle of Badr. That mountain is there. 3,000, 5,000 angels Allah Ta'ala sent. That mountain is still standing. Allah must take all of us to see that place again and again. There were angels. Allah Ta'ala sent the angels. So angels could come for him as a backup, as a help. But whenever any problem, difficulty came, he always there to forgive people. And this is a lesson we need to learn, that learn forgiving people. Today, in a small thing somebody do, we get angry. We want to take a raven, we want to hit, we want to kill. It's not going to take us long. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala bring the unity, muhabbat and the love among the every people of iman. Allah give us tawfiq and the amal.